This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In an interview on ABC's News this week with George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen again warned of the consequences nationally and globally if U.S. Congress does not raise the nation's debt ceiling. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias tells us that U.S. President Joe Biden is expecting to meet with congressional leaders of both parties this week.
Democrats have been pressing for the debt ceiling to be lifted without preconditions. Republicans demand federal spending be cut. Senator James Lankford shared his expectations for the meetings on ABC's This Week program.
Everyone knows that there's areas of waste in government. We should actually sit down and be able to talk about it and say, what are the priorities? How are we going to spend on those priorities and to make sure that we're realigning?
President Biden has so far refused to negotiate with Republicans on the debt ceiling, insisting it be raised without conditions, as has been done dozens of times under presidents of both parties in the past.
Mexico's government says over 2,000 migrants were kidnapped by smuggling gangs and drug cartels in 2022, as authorities mounted a successful search for 10 Colombians abducted in North Mexico this week. This news comes as the U.S. prepares for an influx of migrants at its border with Mexico as pandemic-era restrictions are set to expire. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden should have kept the tighter immigration restrictions that former President Donald Trump had.
We have to relieve the congestion in those small communities and bus them to larger communities. By the way, communities that are sanctuary cities.
Illegal crossings tumbled after President Joe Biden announced asylum restrictions in January, but they've risen since mid-April.